Hey everyone, it's Dr. Andrea Huddleston here. Thanks for joining in again. Today I want to talk to you about the correlation between thyroid health and the ketogenic diet. And in this video, I may have an incredibly unpopular opinion or some very unpopular research to sort of present. But let me preface this by saying I am a huge fan of the ketogenic diet. I can absolutely see its benefits. And I do see that in my patient population all the time. I have found that men tend to do better on a keto diet than what women do. This has just been anecdotal experience in my kind of patient base and the feedback that I've got from women as well. And I have a feeling it's probably a little bit from the kind of moving target that is women's hormones as compared to men. You know, the hormonal fluctuations and variants that we have throughout the month is vastly different to men. So this could be why. It could also have something to do with the fact that in general, based on studies around weight loss and dietary intervention, men tend to do a little bit better. And I think it's also because of those hormonal factors as well. So that's my little disclaimer. I'm a big fan of the keto diet. I have seen it work much better in men than women. And that could also be maybe we're not quite doing it right. Who knows? Ketone bodies, which is produced when you're in that state of ketosis, is produced by the liver, but not only just sort of during a ketogenic diet, but also under physiological conditions such as fasting, starvation as well, which was kind of originally, and this is why the ketogenic diet was originally designed as well, was to mimic the metabolic state of fasting. So in that state, ketone bodies are made. They're the main fuel source or main energy source for the brain in that state, which is pretty amazing. There are certainly some kind of effects or long-term side effects that some people are concerned about when using the ketogenic diet long-term. And look, I'm sure that these people maybe aren't doing it in a really good or healthy way, but some of the concerns are things like, you know, unfavorable blood lipid profiles, impaired bone health, gastrointestinal disturbances, and changes in the microbiota, as well as kidney stones. Now, these were concerns that were reported in these studies. This isn't just coming from me. I am a little concerned, particularly if patients do have underlying thyroid conditions or just if we're not paying attention to this sort of along the way. So the three studies that I'm referring to at the moment, and look, I'm sure that there are others that completely refute this or that look at the other side of things. And I'm sure we can pull each and every one of these apart. Absolutely. Let's just sort of analyze this and look at it at face value for the moment. So obviously the ketogenic diet is a high fat, low carbohydrate diet that has been gaining a lot of popularity, particularly over the last decade for weight loss and various other sort of health reasons. And it was actually developed initially as a viable treatment option for patients with epilepsy, which I think is incredible. And I love this lifestyle dietary intervention for a neurologic condition. So I think that that's great. So in these studies, what they looked at was essentially thyroid function at baseline and then thyroid function 12 weeks into a ketogenic diet. And they did quite extensive thyroid testing. So they didn't just measure TSH or thyroid stimulating hormone, which is, you know, the kind of stock standard medical serum test if looking at thyroid function. And there's a lot of reasons why we want to have a little bit more of a broad picture of what the actual thyroid's doing, because TSH is actually a pituitary hormone, not a thyroid hormone, and it's only one tiny piece of the puzzle. So the good thing about these studies is that they assessed quite a variety of thyroid factors at baseline. So they looked at TSH, free T4, T3, free T3, and reverse T3 as well at baseline, and none of the patients had any abnormal thyroid levels, which was great. We looked at those baseline levels in the participants in these studies. 12 weeks later, what we saw in terms of thyroid function was a significant reduction in T3 and free T3 levels, which is actually the active form of thyroid hormone. We saw an increase in TSH or thyroid stimulating hormone, as well as an increase in reverse T3, which actually resembles a hypothyroid state, so a slowing down of thyroid function. And this is not a typical change that we see in thyroid hormones in a fasting or famine state, which normally results in actually a decrease in TSH from the anterior pituitary, and as well as decreased peripheral conversion of T4, resulting in decreased serum T3 levels. So yes, while we did see like a significant reduction in T3 with the ketogenic diet, that's not something that normally happens during like a fasting or famine state. So the change in the thyroid hormones from the ketogenic diet, as reported by these studies, resembles that of a sick thyroid syndrome or low T3 syndrome, which can also occur when someone's in a really acute state of emotional, physiological, or psychological stress, or they're in a state of really chronic illness as well. So for example, this might be commonly seen in situations like if someone was having a myocardial infarct or a heart attack, or in a surgical procedure as well. So this is what was reported on by these studies. So essentially, to simplify that, after 12 weeks of a keto diet, they saw a decrease in favorable thyroid function. So we had essentially the body going into a hypothyroid state under, you know, a big amount of stress. And there can be some reasons for that. So the ketogenic diet actually alters the hypothalamic pituitary thyroid axis. So it's the communication between hypothalamus and the pituitary gland in the brain down to the thyroid and that communication back. And it can mimic a fasting state by down-regulating thyroid function as a bit of an energy-saving mechanism, which is, you know, usually essential in sort of evolutionary terms for times of food shortage, for example. And while these studies note that thyroid changes are probably, they might be beneficial and they might resemble states of acute stress, I don't know whether or not that long term for women might be the best thing for them. And what I do normally see for women is if they do start a ketogenic diet and they do it well and they do it in a healthy fashion, they will normally get a really good 3 months benefit out of it. And then sometimes those beneficial changes start to plateau out a bit and they find that they're not doing as well. But I, like I said, I haven't necessarily observed those same changes in men. So I think the really important takeaways from this, if you are a woman and you're considering or are doing a ketogenic diet, it would be a good idea to monitor your thyroid function. And women with overt or subclinical hypothyroidism should be really closely monitored on a ketogenic diet as well. All right, guys, if you've enjoyed that content and you want to know more, make sure you subscribe below. And also don't forget to check out Hormonal Mastery, which is my complete guide to understanding your hormones, including your thyroid function, and some holistic solutions to get them balanced.